Welcome to our second episode of our podcast, Fort Collins Heating on Air. I am Todd Harding, the marketing coordinator for Fort Collins Heating and Air Conditioning. And joining me today is our plumbing manager, Jason Rios. Talk a little bit about how the plumbing department has grown even since you've been here.
Okay. Well, Todd, thanks for having me. I was brought in about 3 years ago. The plumbing department was fairly small at that time. We had about two, possibly three plumbers. One was a boiler expert. Since then, we've grown to now have a total of nine plumbers. We've grown our commercial construction division quite a bit. The service department has grown quite a bit, and also our install department. So pretty much anything from a house to a hospital, I mean, we can work on it for you, whether it be drains or water piping or any other types of things that you need taken care of in your home.
Now, one thing we'd like to accomplish with this podcast is just to answer some questions that people have. As a matter of fact, if you have any questions, just send them to info@fortcollinsheating.com. That's info@fortcollinsheating.com and spell out the F-O-R-T. But we'd love to hear your questions and then we'll answer them on our podcast. Springtime is just around the corner. And you were telling me just the other day that one of the biggest problems that you encounter coming into spring is that maybe people left their hoses hooked up all winter or when it was freezing pretty hard.
Yeah, that's correct. I know sometimes in Colorado it can be kind of strange. Even going into winter, we'll have a couple warm days and people might wash their cars or something like that, and then they have a tendency just to roll the hose up and leave it there. The problem is when you leave that hose hooked up to the hose bib, it allows that water inside that shaft to stay there, and once it freezes, it expands and splits the actual housing of the hose bib. Now, unfortunately, you're not going to know this has happened until springtime when you go to turn your hose back on, because what happens then is you open up that shaft, and that split in that shaft is now exposed to the water pressure, which leaks into sometimes your basement or crawl space.
Yeah, this is something that you might even do in the middle of winter, but you don't find out till a month or two later, right?
Exactly. Yeah, like I said, if you do this and you leave the hose hooked up and it freezes, once it splits, you're not going to know that split's there until you actually open up the hose bib, which allows that water pressure to come into that shaft. Some hose bibs are in a location where you can add a drain and a valve in there where you can actually shut the water off to that and drain it out through a small drain port. So that's also an option for people.
That is our podcast, Fort Collins Heating on Air, for Fort Collins Heating and Air Conditioning. Once again, if you have a question, please write to us at info@fortcollinsheating.com. That is info@fortcollinsheating.com and spell out the F-O-R-T. I am Todd Harding. Thank you to my guest, Jason Rios, our plumbing manager. I want you all to have a great day.